You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Savior of the world, the Holy Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God who changed the history, the worlds, and the worlds to come. We're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we begin to go and celebrate tomorrow. We're going to be celebrating the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm very excited. I thank the Lord for another day in the land of the living. How you doing out there? Let us go quickly to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you today. We glorify you today. We thank you, hallelujah, for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit today. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that you're working everything after the counsel of your might. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every minute blessing, great blessing of healing and deliverance, phenomenal blessings and miraculous blessings. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Lord, that you're moving. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten. Hallelujah. Your word that you took out of your own bosom and put him in a fleshly body and sent him, Father, to heal us of all our sicknesses and our diseases. Amen. He came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Amen. The blood that's eternal, the blood, the soul-saving blood, the blood that cleanses us and washes us from all sickness, sin, and disease, the blood that's the antidote, amen, for our sickness and disease. Thank you for eternal life, Lord. It's not about a bunny. Amen. It's about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we praise you today. Lord, somebody needs you today. They're crying out. They don't know what to do. They're stuck in all type of situations, whether it's physically, mentally, financially, Father, maritally, whatever the case may be. Maybe they need employment today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I send your eternal power through the airwaves. In the name of Jesus, locate them in your mercy. Locate them in your love. Locate them in your provision. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, breaking the powers of darkness, setback, limiting spirits that are encamped around in them and keeping them depressed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the powers of darkness and we paralyze all of their operations, communications, travelizations, manifestations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and their transformation. Father, only you can do it. And so, Father, I thank you for total recovery, total restoration, healings and deliverance in the bodies of your people and those that are calling upon your name. When the doctor gave up, the doctor of all doctors, the balm of Gilead, the antibiotic of all antibiotics, the healer of all healers, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has stepped in. Father, we thank you for all your blessings today. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I'm just very excited today about this message today when we run really, really quickly into John chapter 11. And we're going to talk about a subject, the greatest sacrifice, life-changing sacrifice, history-changing sacrifice, world-changing sacrifice, soul-changing sacrifice, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you think about a sacrifice, you think about how back in the days, and they're still doing it today, that people are trying to sacrifice something a person, a place, or a thing in order to get something. Amen. And so Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus Christ is the holy Lamb of God that took on the sins of the whole entire world and the worlds to come. He paid the price for our sins, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift, which is Jesus Christ, eternal life of the Lord, the gift of God is eternal life. It's a free gift. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. So let's go really quickly to John chapter 11. And we're going to talk today about Lazarus. And it says at verse 1, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany in the town of Mary and his sister Martha. And it was that Martha, whom the Lord Jesus had, she had washed Jesus' feet with her hair and anointed him. And therefore the sisters sent to Jesus saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not a sickness unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Jesus waited 4 days, amen. He waited 4 days before going to see Lazarus. Look at verse 12. It says, then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking a sleep, a rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. And so Jesus goes down to him at verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women, Martha and Mary. And, you know, they was comforting them and mourning with them. And Martha, when she seen him, she heard that Jesus was coming and went to meet him, but Mary was sitting in the house. It's very interesting now that Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now that you, now I know whatever you ask God, he will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And she was thinking Jesus was talking about he's going to rise in the resurrection. And Martha said unto him, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. In other words, Jesus saying, listen, if you believe in me, you believe my words, you believe those that sent me that speak my true word. He says, listen, though you may die, you will pass from death into life. I don't know about you, but all day this morning I was playing the song, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed, when he washed my sins away. I don't know about you, but it's a blessing to be washed of our sins and cleansed. Jesus here in the scripture resurrected Lazarus from the dead. He did a couple things. He resurrected Lazarus. He brought him back from death to life. The same Jesus, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore is saying, come unto me, believe on me, believe my words. I am the resurrection and the life. I don't hear no other gods talking about the resurrection and life. Only a Jesus who is the resurrection, the ultimate sacrifice in the whole entire history and the world. I'm not going to waste time and I'm not going to play with my soul. I need to be able to do just how Jesus raised Lazarus up when he called my name. I need to be able to get up and walk into eternal life with Jesus Christ, not eternal death. It's a shame to live on the earth and go through all the traumas and the adversities that we have to go through and have no rest on the earth, but then leave the earth and go to an eternal death. So here Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And that's what this is all about. This is what it's about. It's about our soul being saved. It's not about a bunny hopping around and passing out eggs and this and that. It's about Jesus saying, listen, I died for your sins. Repent of your sins. What does he say in Romans 10 verses 9 to 11? If thou shalt confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, which is deliverance. And with the heart, one believes unto his righteousness. We have to get on board here. This is not the time to go to church and play with your soul. This is the time right at this moment. While you hearing this message saying, Lord, search my heart. I believe you, Jesus. I'm laying my sins down before you. I need to be cleansed. Who don't want to be cleansed? It feel good. I'm telling you, that song has just been, I put that song on my phone. It was ringing in my spirit. And I just played it this morning. And I just thought about how my grandmother, everybody said, oh, happy day. Oh, would Jesus wash my sins? We didn't know about that when we was little. We were just singing and happy to sing it. But when you have been through a whole bunch in life, when you have hurt people, you have broken God's law, you have done things, you even killed people, you don't been on drugs, you don't been prostituting, and don't tell me, oh, well, I'm not a prostitute. Well, if you're not married to the man and he's your boyfriend, and he's giving you money and you're sleeping with him, you're still a prostitute. Let's keep it real. You've been homosexual, you've been a lesbian, whatever the case may be. We have a supernatural Savior, a God that's acquainted with all our griefs and our sorrows. And he paid the price with his very own life. And he's saying, I love you. I did this because I love you. I knew you before you knew me. I created you. I seen you. And I came and I died for you so that you may have life and have life more abundantly. What is he talking about? That not only will you have life on the earth, not only will you have access to your benefits to be healed and delivered and set free, and to be healed and delivered constantly and cleansed. It's a constant, a continually, a everlasting cleansing of our sins every single day. But then you can also spend eternity with me where you don't have to worry about the adversities anymore. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to stand up and we got to stop believing lies that the devil's sending. Because he's up under the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He said, before me, there was no God form. After me, there shall not be. And besides me, there is no Savior. There is no other Savior. I don't care which way you try to go through. Jesus said, there is no other Savior. And then he makes a statement, said, no man can come to the Father except through me. And no man can come to me except the Father draws him to me. Glory be to God. Jesus is standing right there saying, what is more important to you? Because you can get all the fame. What profit a man or woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? To lose your very soul, meaning like you live so good on the earth. You've done so good. You had all this money and this and that and all that. You know, Jesus said when he came, he said to the Sadducees and Pharisees, he said, if I had not come, they would say they had no sin. But now that I come, what's the excuse? They have no excuse for their sin. Jesus is the Lord thy God. And he's saying, what are you willing to give in place of your soul? Are you willing to, Jesus, because I'm right here and I'm being looked over, over and over, and my hand is outstretched to a gang slaying people. My own people, they just look past me. He says, I didn't even leave you an orphan. I sent my Holy Spirit to you. And he's right there with you. He's in you and upon you. How many know that Jesus loves us? God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. When you're going to church tomorrow, celebrating with your family, lay your sins down at the altar. Say, I didn't come for all this. I come to lay my sins and get right with the Lord. So when I leave from there, my life, I got a new beginning. And I don't want the same thing. So I'm going to stop shacking, lying. I'm going to stop walking in hate, envy, and jealousy. I'm going to leave the witchcraft alone. I'm going to stop worshiping these false gods. I'm going to stop making people idols in my life. And I'm going to make the only person that's going to die, that was willing to die for me. And I didn't have to do nothing. He died for me. I'm going to make him Lord and Savior in my life. I'm very excited about this message today. Heavenly Father, I thank you. It was a happy day when Jesus Christ washed our sins away. Do you believe him? He said, only believe. That's what he told me. If you would believe, you would see the glory of God. That's where it is. It's in our faith. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. Jesus is calling his people to a place of repentance. Let this resurrection time be a resurrection in our life, a new day and a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family.